My name's Jared Singer, and I'm the Water Justice Science Mentor, and we're here today talking with the youth fellows of the Water Justice Lab program. Would you each introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Shantanique, and I am the oldest out of the Water Justice crew.
I am Genesis. I am the middle child of the Water Justice Lab Youth Fellows crew, and I am 14 years old.
My name is Gabriela Espada. I am the youngest at 13 years old.
Could you each say, what does water justice mean to you, beginning with Jenny?
For me, water justice means basically using science to help people with, like, in your community, not just for research, but it can also help with social issues and economic issues in different neighborhoods and cities.
And this is Gabby.
Water justice to me is very important because, well, water is very important, not only to myself, but to everybody else in the environment. Plus, water gives off a lot of the oxygen that we breathe, so water is a necessity. It keeps us hydrated, and so taking care of it is very important to me. Also, I hope of becoming a marine biologist, so I like to study water and marine animals.
And Shantanique, what does water justice mean to you?
Water justice for me means pretty much the safety of our communities, because if the water starts to get worse and lead more into our water systems that go into our homes, to the water we drink and bathe in, it can cause a lot of health issues. And for people that are also like me with already underlying conditions, it can become a life or death situation. I think it's important to make sure everyone can be healthy and safe.
I know that all of you live here in the North Troy neighborhood of Lansingburg, right next to the Hudson River. So can you each say how living by the river has affected you? And we can begin with Shantanique.
Living by the river hasn't really affected me that much, other than when I go fishing and hanging out with my dad. But I never actually did a lot around the river, except really look. And even when you're just looking out over like the pier or the docks, you can see a lot of trash and how the water should be a lot cleaner than how it is now.
Genesis, what's been your experience living next to the river?
Yeah, many people aren't allowed near the water because of the pollution that it has. The water is actually very dirty, and we're actually advised not to fish in it because of its current conditions. So we haven't really been able to do much near the water as much as people think we should or think we do. Being near the water, it just seems like it's just there rather than us like just doing anything with it.
And how about you, Gabby?
Just like inhaling the fumes from all the bad things that are in the water, such as like garbage or trash. It can be bad for everybody's health and lungs. To breathe that in every day could be potentially dangerous.
Can you describe some of your experiences in science or in school or in life that makes you interested in the water justice program, starting with Gabby?
I've just always been interested in the waters because a lot of it is still a mystery. And to think that it's such a big part of our world, like the oceans take up almost all of our planet, and we still know very little about them, and we still take very little care of them.
The reason that I'm in water justice is because I've always kind of been interested in anything science. Like Genesis and Gabby, I was also in earth science. Just being able to test and figure out ways to help environments has always been a cool thing to me.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.